Hallelujah. Amen. Good to be with you. This has been an exciting month. And just to be in the presence of the Lord.
Yeah.
And we've been talking about intercession. Boy, it is getting intense.
Amen.
In prayer.
Yeah.
And it's to the extent you pray, and within minutes or within an hour, you know, the prayer has been answered. And it really gets to be fun when things get to popping. And just to be a spokesman for the Lord as intercessors.
Yeah.
You know, we actually speak in behalf of God. We prophesy up on the earth what God is doing.
Amen.
So we don't have to make anything happen. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
Because it's His idea. And all we're doing is just saying what He wants us to say. Jesus said, I speak what I hear my Father speak.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I do what I see my Father do. And we're seeing some instantaneous miracles, miracle healings. And, you know, sometimes there's a shift that I remember years ago, I was a pastor in the church and I was getting sermons ready and praying. And that I would pray, and I remember praying to Jesus. Yeah. And one day Jesus spoke to me, and He said, that's good, but there's something better. He said, try this. Pray to my Father in my name and see what happens. Oh, wow. It was like kicked into high gear. Yeah. And so now, in intercession, and there are times when Jesus is actually speaking through my voice, taking control of things on the earth. There are times when the Father is speaking straight through me. I had a situation. I was driving up to my meeting in Marshall on Thursday, and I was driving along, and I had a few experiences of the Father speaking through me, and I thought, I'd really like to be able to move. You know, last month we were talking about equipment. And He is the equipment. He doesn't give us equipment. He is the equipment. And so I said, Father, I'd really like to, you know, to be able to hear and to speak. You know, hear and speak. Speak in your behalf. And my phone rang, of course, with my new car, and I just punched the button on the steering wheel. And I can talk to this guy clear up in Idaho, and he said, I don't know what to do. He said, I just need wisdom as to what to do. So he explained his situation to me, and I said, I don't have any idea what to tell you. And I didn't. And then all of a sudden, the Father spoke to him through my car, through the phone, clear to Idaho, and gave him His will. And the guy said, and that is exactly what I'm going to do right now. Right now. Remember we said, faith is now. Now faith is the... See? And so he had the word of the Father, and he moved on it instantly. Hallelujah. I'm saying all that to say, things are going to get very exciting. Satan is very disturbed. Remember, this is a scripture. Resist the devil and he will flee as though terror stricken. I love that in the Amplified Bible. He will flee from your... Flee as though terror stricken. And I've been able to see in the spirit and see how terrified the demons are. See how terrified the Antichrist is. The church was supposed to stay asleep. But guess what? It woke up. All over the church is waking up and coming alive.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, what I want to share with you today, worthy is the Lamb that was slain.
Yes.
Worthy. We're going to focus on that, but it's not the word worthy, it's the Lamb who is worthy. That we're going to be concentrating on. But We need to focus on this word worthy. The word worthy comes from the same thing as we get worth. So it sets priorities for us. If we're going to say worthy is the Lamb, what we're saying is He is my top priority of all of life. Amen. The first thing when I get up in the morning, and I'm so excited, every day when I wake up, it's like I can't wait to get in my office and begin to work in intercession, in prayer. It's so exciting because I know what I speak will happen. Amen. And it can't not happen. I realize that's not good English, but it can't not happen. When Father speaks, it happens. Amen. And there's nothing anyone, all the liberals, all of the antichrists, all of the Jezebels, all Amen. The witches, no one can stop it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because Father has spoken. Hallelujah. And so we get the word from worthy, we get worth. We also get the word worship from the same word. So we worship the one who is worthy. Worthy is the Lamb. He is top priority to me. Hallelujah. And by the way, He's in charge of all things, because the other word that we get from the same word is weight, W-E-I-G-H-T. In other words, the Father says, Jesus and I are about ready to weigh in on all of these things. There's people that think they are in charge. Guess what? They have a big surprise coming, because the Father's going to weigh in. Jesus is going to weigh in. Worthy is the Lamb. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. And so let's look at some scriptures. Psalm 18:3. I will call upon the Lord. Once you understand who He is, then there's nothing else we can do. And there's nothing more important than calling on the name of the Lord. So David says, I will. That is my will. I've set my will to call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. Look what it says. So shall I be saved from my enemies.
Amen.
Are there any enemies around?
Yes.
Have you found any anywhere? They're everywhere. They're surrounding us.
Yeah,
that's right. Hallelujah. But greater is He that's in me than He that's in the world.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes. I have the victory living inside of me.
That's right.
If God be for me, who can be against me?
Yes.
He is worthy to be praised. Let's say it. He is worthy. 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 Hallelujah. Worthy. Worthy. Worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Worthy to be praised. Worthy. Jesus. Lamb slain from before the foundation of the world. You are worthy. 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 Hallelujah. And we worship You. Hallelujah. And by the way, we do invite you to weigh in. Weigh in. On every circumstance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, just wait till they meet Jesus. The glory of the Lord's going to cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Hallelujah. Heaven is His throne, but the earth is His footstool. And He's going to come a-stomping. He's coming a-stomping. Hallelujah. Oh, worthy. Worthy is the Lamb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Revelation 4:11. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For You created all things. And by Your will, they exist and were created. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Revelation 5:2. Then I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the scroll and to loose the seals. So I wept much because no one was found worthy to open and read the scroll or to look at it. That's pretty scary, isn't it? Here's a scroll. No one can open it. No one. They searched everywhere. They searched all of heaven. They searched all over earth. No one worthy. Now the scroll, and I know I've explained this to you before, but the scroll is the title deed to the earth, which Jesus won back that title deed when he died on the cross. He came up out of the grave and he said, "All authority is given to me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore." See, so he, and now he's filling us, equipping us to take over the earth. And he's filling us. His promise is, "I will be your God. You will be my people. I will live among you and be your God." We know that that promise was fulfilled on the day of Pentecost when he sent the Holy Spirit. So that's how he's living among us, because he's living in us in the world. And of course, Jesus prayed, "Father, don't take them out of the world. Keep them from the evil one."
Amen.
Hallelujah. And so Jesus prayed a prayer and no one can undo it. So I'm kept from the evil one while I'm damaging the evil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I wept much, verse 4, because there was no one found worthy to open and read the scroll or to look at it. Revelation 5, 9. And they sang a new song saying, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation." A new song. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Hallelujah. Worthy is the Lamb. The only one. I guess that makes him top priority. Top authority. Hallelujah. Is he worthy? Is he worthy? Is he worthy to be worshipped and praised, magnified and glorified? Hallelujah. John 12:32. "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to me." I want you to see this verse differently. And of course, we use this all the time for evangelism, and rightfully so, because no man can come to God except the Holy Spirit draws. And we know who he's drawing, because it says right there, he's drawing all men. And whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord will be saved. And so there's this drawing up. But there's an extra significance to this in the day that we're living in. And that is, God is raising the church to a new level and to a new height, and all of you are feeling it. You can feel the pull. And I like to explain it as, you take a file and you're filing on metal, and then you pass a magnet over that. You can just see, they just, all those filings just stand up.
Yes.
And the church everywhere I'm going.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah. I don't know what it's coming to. Hallelujah. 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 What's it all coming to? Where's all this going? Hallelujah. I can guarantee you, get ready. And it's all going to be done by prayer and intercession. This is God's idea, not my idea. It's not your idea. This is God's idea. He's come to seek and to save that which is lost. Hallelujah. So all that to say, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men to me. So he is drawing all men. And I was talking to a guy last night. Why aren't people going out and witnessing? I said, well, there's this fear of rejection. But it's only in the church. It's not in the lost people of the world. If you will go out and talk to them, they are very hungry, very receptive.
Amen.
See, Satan has played a trick by telling us, oh, don't, they'll reject you. I don't mind being rejected. Jesus was rejected. So why should we mind? I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And he is worthy to be worshipped and praised. And if you'll just go and worship and praise him among lost people, they will receive Jesus as their Savior and be born again. Hallelujah. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. Because that's his idea, not mine. Hallelujah. Okay, Ephesians 2, verse 6. And has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Okay? So we are lifted up, and we're lifted up, and we're lifted up to new heights. God is raising the church to new heights, and the church is coming alive all over the earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he's raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So that means if we're at the right hand of the Father in Christ Jesus, then I have as much authority as Jesus does.
Amen.
And you have as much authority as Jesus does. And so we go in his behalf. We go in his name. Just using the name Jesus in some magical word. That is authority. He is worthy. He is worthy. Hallelujah. And so we go in his behalf. We pray in his behalf. See? So when I pray, it's like Jesus is praying. That I get to say it. Understand? As a matter of fact, when you're praying in tongues, it's like the Holy Spirit is praying, but he's using our voice. When the Father speaks, ooh, yeah. The earth trembles when Father speaks. Hallelujah. But he's speaking through our voice. Hallelujah. John 16:33. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. One of the definitions of peace, there are many definitions of peace, but one of them is total victory. In a detente, Kissinger used to talk about the Cold War and detente, which means there are two opposing forces, but neither one can win over the other. And I say, worthy is the Lamb.
Yes.
Worthy is the Lamb. Come on. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Total victory. Worthy. Worthy. Worthy is the Lamb. That was slain. Hallelujah. And he said, oh, hallelujah. That in me, you may have peace. In the world, you will have tribulation. Hallelujah. I love tribulation. I love war. By the way, about 4 days ago, the Lord opened, some of you have had open heavens, where God just actually opened the heaven and you can see everything. Sometimes I get caught up in it, sometimes it just opens up. But there was a great war that broke out. A great war has broke out in heaven. Guess who's going to win?
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Yeah,
worthy is the Lamb that was slain. I love to fight because I love to win. I guess it's the brain in me. I don't know. But I love to win. And peace One of the definitions of peace is total victory. Total victory. And that's the reason why Jesus said, you go into a town and go into a house, you say, peace be to this house. See? And when you speak peace, then everything that came from original sin and everything that is there by Satan or the Antichrist or anything else has to leave. It has to. It has no choice. Unless it's an invited guest. And Jesus said, in that case, just stomp your feet and go your way. It's okay. But I love to do that. I can tell you story after story of doing that. But let's move on. In me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Good news. There's plenty out there to overcome. You see, you cannot be an overcomer unless you come to something to come over. There has to be something there, or you can't be an overcomer. And so Jesus said, cheer up. Hey, let's have fun with this. We're winning. Hallelujah. And in me you have peace. You have total victory. In the world you're going to have tribulation. Be of good cheer. James said, count it all joy when you fall into diverse trials. Hallelujah. Why? Because we get to win. We get to defeat Satan.
Amen.
I think I mentioned to you before, but wouldn't it be a sad thing if you joined a health club and you went there and there were no machines, no barbells, no weights of any kind? Maybe they would have videos for you to watch. Wouldn't that be tragic? And you paid money. You paid good money to go there. And no weights. No. Oh, but we get to fight the good fight of faith. And finish the course. We get to fight the good fight of faith. And we're winning. Hallelujah. Satan is trembling. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, Romans 8, 37. Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us.
Yes.
We're more than conquerors. Now, it would be good if you were in a battle and you won. Barely. If you conquered. That's not what it says, is it? It says we are more than conquerors. After Jesus was crucified, you remember all of the crowd? Crucify him, crucify him. They were all stirred up by Satan and by evil and by their own selfishness and desires. Crucify him, crucify him. They crucified him. Satan said, what was I thinking? That was the worst thing I ever did. You know, he didn't know that Jesus was more than conqueror. Hallelujah. Going to stomp his head. That's what Genesis 3:15 says. He's going to stomp Satan's head. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. So you're more than conquerors. Revelation 3:21. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. Now that tells you that it is a process. Overcoming is a process. You take it one day at a time.
Thank you, Lord.
And so you have, Jesus said, every day, guaranteed, every day will have enough trouble of its own. But he also guaranteed us that, he said, God is faithful, who will never allow you to be tested above what you're able. But with every test, he makes a way of escape. So you now he's made you to be more than conqueror, overcomer. See, And so we're in this fight and we're winning.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
We're more than conquerors. Revelation 12, verse 11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death. So we know, now we know the way to victory if we're going to be overcomers. The way to overcome, first of all, by the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
Worthy is the Lamb that was slain.
Amen.
Worthy.
Worthy.
Worthy. Come on. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. By the blood of the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Hallelujah. I overcome by the blood of the Lamb. By the blood of the Lamb. By the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Then the word of their testimony. Now the scripture says that the testimony of the Lord is the spirit of prophecy. So when we're testifying, we're actually declaring and speaking on the earth the will and purpose of God. Hallelujah. And we are proclaiming what God is doing. And I, in teaching people to be witnesses, because the scripture said, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses. And so the way that we witness is not to go up and start talking to people, you know, about church or about, do you read your Bible? Or, no, we witness by sharing with people what wonderful things God's doing in our life. And then, hallelujah, God lets bad things come into your life. But not while you're sitting in your living room watching TV. He lets bad things come into your life when you're in the midst of people who need to see that God is a true and living God. And then how you apply the equipment that we talked about last month, how you use this to overcome becomes the witness to the people. Hallelujah. See? I love it. And of course, God always designs things perfectly. So I love it when I'm out in the street or out in the park witnessing and people come and attack me. Because what a perfect opportunity now for them to see what Jesus would look like. What the Father would look like if he was standing there. See? How would the Father handle this? How would Jesus do this? And I get to be there and do that.
Amen.
And now they can see the difference. And they can see, oh, Wayne does believe in the resurrected Christ. Oh, there is a true and living God. I'm not afraid to. In fact, just the more negative they are, the more I love it. It's the people that, oh, I know there's a God out there somewhere. You know, I'm just not ready for things like that. No. You might even convince those, but they're not born again. I want people to be born again. I want to have something leave heaven, come into them, and transform their lives. And so when they attack me and they come against me and challenge me, I love it because they've just opened their soul. And I pour in the love of God, the Spirit of God, the peace of God, whatever is needed. And they're born from above. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I never look. Well, last month we covered all things work together for good to those that love him, who are called according to his purpose, that we might be conformed to the image of God. See, where's the image of God needed? In the park, in the street, in the businesses. See, we need the image of God to be visible where people who need to see the true and living God can meet him. Okay. Now, also, I wanted to, in this whole thing of overcoming, now I want to emphasize, done this over and over, but sometimes people don't get it. And I heard a pastor say the other day, we're studying the book of Revelation, and you know, we're covering the first three chapters, which is the churches, and boy, we're learning a lot. What were they learning? Well, they're learning how bad the church is. I mean, we have the Jezebels, we have the Nicolaitans, maybe some of you. I don't know. That's not what it's about at all. Jesus tells us at the end of each church, he tells us what it's about. It's not about how bad the church is, but he who overcomes, I will give. To him who overcomes, I will give. To him who overcomes, I will give. Every church with all the problems, but it ends with, to him who overcomes, whatever is wrong, I will give. I will give. Hallelujah. To him who overcomes. Hallelujah. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Hebrews 3:1. Therefore, brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Jesus Christ. Boy, Christianity is difficult, isn't it? I mean, all that theology. You have to go to seminary and everything to learn theology. Concentrate on Jesus Christ. Consider this. Consider Jesus Christ, the apostle and high priest of our confession. The word confession means to say the same thing. So when you say about yourself what God is saying about yourself, that's confession. See, we always add it in the negative. You have to confess your sins, which is true. You have to call it what God calls it. If you lie, say a lie. Now, don't say a fib, a stretch the truth, a lie. But the positive side of confession is say what the Father is saying about Jesus. And he says, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. This is my beloved Son. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember when Jesus was being baptized by John the Baptist. And of course, John the Baptist baptizing, he comes up out of the water. And what happens? The Holy Spirit comes down in the form of a dove. And then the Father speaks. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And then he is led by the Holy Spirit. We love being led by the Spirit, don't we? Yes? We love being led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tested of the devil. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. And what was the test? If you're the Son of God, Satan, weren't you listening at what my Father just said? This is my beloved Son. What do you mean, if? I'm the Son of God. See, Jesus walked into that with the affirmation of the Father.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And the Bible is full of affirmations for you. You need to know who you are. You need to know the victory that is yours. And then Jesus becomes the apostle and high priest of that confession. You confess it, and Jesus will take it right to the Father. Amen. Wayne said that he's a new creation in Christ, Father. I just thought I'd tell you that.
Amen.
Jesus is confessing everything that I confess, he confesses to the Father. Everything that I say, that the Scripture says I am, Jesus, high priest, that's what high priests do, that goes to the Father in behalf of us. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Okay. Hebrews 3:1. Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of a heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Jesus Christ. Revelation 4:1. After these things I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, come up here, and I will show you things which must take place after this. It's saying, come up higher. You know what God's saying to the church right now? Come up higher. Amen. Come up higher. And by the way, if that was the rapture of the church, what about all the other times that the Lord speaks to him in the book of Revelation and says, come up even higher yet? I am being raptured because God is calling me higher. He's drawing me up. Hallelujah. Opening the heavens. Hallelujah. And using me to defeat evil everywhere. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 60 and verse 1. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. So to the church of the living God, I say, arise, shine. You're the light of the world. Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. And he said, you're the light of the world. Yes. Arise, shine. It's time for us to be bold, to go out among the lost. But the church is to be outside of the walls, reaching the lost. And when you start, and it's fun. I mean, I've taken people like to the park or go downtown or whatever. I love it. See, because you shall receive power. Got it? Hallelujah. You shall receive healing. You shall receive whatever you need. Start giving away. Start just going out and going out. Get beyond your comfort zone. Okay? All of us is like, oh, I don't know that I could do that. You have to get beyond your comfort zone.
That's right.
But let me tell you what will happen. If you start doing it, within 1 week, you will be addicted. Because you get addicted to the glory of the Lord. You get addicted to the presence of God. And the work of God, you begin to see people born again. And it's like you can't quit. It's an addiction. You just have to lead people to Christ. And it's like getting up to pray. I'm addicted. I'm ruined. As far as trying to live a selfish life, I'm totally ruined because I've experienced the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, moving on. 1 Chronicles 19:13. Be of good courage. Some of the translations say, be vigilant. Be vigilant. And let us be strong for our people and for the cities of our God. And may the Lord do what is good in his sight. And let the Lord do. Not my doing, it's his doing. Let the Lord do what's good in his sight. He's going to save the lost. He's going to defeat Satan. And he's going to destroy the work the devil has done. 1 John 3:8. This is the reason the Son of God was made manifest. To undo, dissolve, loosen, and destroy all the work the devil has done. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Hallelujah. Worthy is the Lamb. Hallelujah. Let us go forth for our cities and may the Lord do what is good in his sight. Revelation 5 verse 12. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing and every creature. Oh, I can't imagine. And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that is in them, I heard say, blessing and honor and glory and power to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever.
Amen.
Can you imagine the noise of every creature on earth, every creature in heaven, every creature in the sea? I don't know what the creatures in sea, well, satellite probably blub, 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 blub. Glory, 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 blub, 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 blub. I don't know. But everyone is going to give honor. All creation is going to honor the Lamb slain from before the foundation of the world. That's good news.
Amen.
Your neighbor needs to hear that.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Your town needs to hear that. Everyone that you're associated with needs to hear that. Everyone you work with needs to hear that. Good news. Let's stand together. Worthy.
Yes.
Worthy is the Lamb.
Thank you, Lord.
Worthy is the Lamb.
Yes,
worthy is the Lamb that was slain.
Worthy.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
We give you honor and glory and power and praise. I heard them saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne. Blessing and honor and glory and power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All creation. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord.
Yes.
We worship you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Take our life.
Yes.
Take our life.
Yes.
Because you are top priority in my life.
Yes.
I want you to take my life and use it. Use it for however you want to use it on the earth. Whether I live or whether I die is of no consequence. But I want you to find glory in my life. And I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.